I think Letterkenny Hospital certainly has a particular challenge at the moment, and has a and definitely there are issues there that the hospital needs to work to improve on. But again, I think one of the things you can't separate is the hospital from the community that it serves. One of the challenges that Letterkenny as a hospital faces is that it's serving a community with a very high rate. So every patient who is in any hospital, wherever that hospital is a person from the community they live in. And every staff member who works in a hospital, wherever that hospital is a member of the community that they live in. And so that the hospital isn't something you can hermetically seal away from the community. And one of the ways that you protect the hospital is by how we, so the community and the hospital are not separate things. They work together. And if you've got a high rate of community transmission, trying to seal off the hospital becomes extremely difficult.
Yeah.
And the more community transmission you have, I mean, if you look at any hospital, you're looking at thousands of people, patients and healthcare workers who have to go in and out every day, and they're coming in and out from a community. If there's a high rate of transmission in the community, then every person who goes in is at a higher risk of bringing it in. And the more introduction, there are two parts of controlling infection in hospital. One is trying to keep the virus out, and that's a big part. And the second part is trying to reduce the risk of spread if it gets in, and you have to do both. But the piece about keeping the virus out, and we've seen this consistently in Ireland and everywhere else, the piece about keeping the virus out gets harder when you've got high rates of community transmission, because everybody in the hospital is also a part of the community. So, and then there's the pieces that the hospital has to do about reducing the risk. And there is, we are all working throughout the country and in Letterkenny about tightening that up. There is no magic wand that you can make, you know, you can do that. This is a very highly transmissible virus.
Mm.
And a hospital is a very special setting. You know, you've got lots of people who are sick, because if you're sick with COVID, that's where you have to go. And we can't, it's not like other places where we can say, oh, we don't take people with COVID in here to keep the virus out. We have to take them in because that's our job. And then caring for people is very hands-on. So, you know, you can't keep your social, you can't keep distance from somebody if you have to help them with their personal care. So it's very hands-on. So controlling infection in hospitals is really hard. We work very hard at it. We're getting better at it. And there's lots of measures that are being, that have already been put in place, and some additional measures that can be put in to tighten it up. But it is a difficult problem to control, and any hospital to control it absolutely needs the support of its community. If we get the community, again, we've seen this. If you look at June and July, for example, when we had very little community transmission in the country, we had no hospital outbreaks. And we've seen this happen before with other viruses. Some of your listeners would be familiar with the bug that causes diarrhea called norovirus that causes hospital outbreaks. And it's, we see the same pattern.
Mm.
When you start to lose control of the community, trying to protect the hospital becomes really